fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 28th of April. Prep tip of the day: work with your team, train with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. Professor McCanny won't be with us today. He's unavailable because he's not in an area where he has access to communications, and he'll most likely be back with us next week. So just look forward to him being back next week. I am the only person helping Professor McCanny sell his Wing generators. That's W-I-N-G, Whiskey India November Golf. I'm the only person helping him sell his Wing generators. A way to truly be independent of the power grid. It takes about half a year. It's really over-optimistic to think you can get a complete system set up and ready to go in 3 months. It's more optimistic and more realistic to understand that it's going to take about 6 months to get the engineering done to build a custom. Everything's custom built. I had lunch with Tom Berryhill yesterday. He says, "How much one of these costs, Tom?" John, I said, "Tom, there's no answer to that because every unit for every customer is custom fabricated, so there is no set price." But the details are at my website. To get started, there's a form you fill out in detail. Get that to Professor McCanny, and that begins the process right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I am very diligent and very picky about what goes on my website. The products I offer are products that I stand behind as being good, reliable products that will do what they claim to do at a price that's a fair price. And sometimes they're unique products. I think there's probably other people at this point selling face masks made from mosquito netting other than my friend Tim Spencer. It's been about a year ago. I said, "Tim, it's something I want to do." And the more we talked about it, the more I decided that I would just turn the project over to Tim and let him pick up the ball and run with it. And I'm glad I did because I got enough to keep me busy without messing around with mosquito nets, masks for people to wear. But he's had fun with it. He's got 3 lovely Filipino women married to American husbands living in Salem, Missouri, sewing up these masks. They're all hand-sewn. here in the United States, in Salem, Missouri. There's a bunch of different models. I'm going to look at these right now to see what the current models are. Let's see. We've got camouflage. We've got blue. And it would be the what's called the Party and Bling collection. So here's one with blue with sparkles on it. And there's silver with sparkles, red with sparkles, and gold with sparkles. Pretty neat. What do you call sequins? Excuse me. They have sequins. I call them sparkles. And let's see. Here we've got, what have we got here for different masks? We've got the PVC malleable nose bridge so that you can form fit it to your nose. There's a white one. There's kind of a pink one. There's a black one. Let's see, all the different colors, white, pink, and black on the, and there's different sizes. There's the child size, the regular size, and the extra large size with 1-inch longer ear loops. My regular size camouflage net, mosquito net mask, it's got enough fabric that I can, if I want to have fun with this, I put it on my face, and I pull the top and the bottom apart, and it covers up my entire face, eyes, nose, and mouth. It's pretty funny. And of course, you can see right through it. So you can conduct business and drive a car or do whatever you want to do and have everything covered up. But something else he's offering here is the 16 gigabyte disk thumb drive, I guess is what it's called, that's got hundreds of military manuals and do-it-yourself documents for $26 delivered. That's a really valuable piece of equipment to have. The flash drive with all these manuals on it. And it's, if you want a nice library of hundreds of military manuals, this is a massive dollar value here for $26. And let's see if that includes shipping. Okay, I'm going to put it in the cart here and see if it includes shipping. And then, well, if there is any extra shipping charges, it's calculated at the time that you do your final checkout. So it's a lot of fun. We've shipped these all, I should say Tim Spencer shipped these all over the world. We have Oregon in Norway who bought them for his entire family. He calls in about once a month or so. It's you gotta have some humor, right? You gotta have some fun with this. You really do. I was down to visit Republic Broadcasting a couple weeks ago, and the clerk at the Hilton Hotel there in Round Rock, Texas, would not allow me to check in unless I put a mask on. So I put on a mosquito net mask, and I covered up my nose, mouth, and eyes, and he didn't even want to look at me anymore. He just kept his face looking down at the paperwork. It was pretty funny. I got a good laugh out of that. So I keep the mosquito net mask handy if I go someplace and they absolutely demand that I have to put on a mask. So I'll put it on and cover up my eyes, nose, and mouth. And then they don't know what to say. They really don't know what to say. Now, don't try that. The FAA will not allow you to wear a mosquito net mask to get on a plane. It says no net mask. They've changed the rules because they figured out that people have figured them out. Now, this whole mask wearing thing is fraudulent. It's based on no science at all. If you're going to go into a laboratory where there's a dangerous virus, you're not going to put on a little cloth mask over your nose and mouth. No, you're going to put on a positive pressure moon suit with its own air supply. You want protection from a virus? That's what it takes. And when you walk out of there, you'll close one door, you'll go into a decontamination room and be decontaminated before you're allowed to go to leave that room. That's what you do if you are going to be in a laboratory exposed to a dangerous virus. A virus can enter any of your openings on your face, your eyes. You got two eyes, two nostrils, one mouth. All five are vulnerable to viruses, not just the two nostrils and the mouth. Any mucous membrane is exposed to the virus. Now, I've also heard that the ears are part of that as well. I don't know that, but it wouldn't surprise me that the virus could gain entry through your ears as well. So have fun with this. Get your mosquito net mask. The mandates are not, even in Texas, going back to Texas, the governor said there's no statewide mandate and companies can do it on their own if they choose to. So the Hilton Hotel chose to do so. And many businesses are still doing that. And I asked a friend yesterday, do they know they're making fools of themselves? He says, yeah, they do, John, but they don't care. They don't care. It's compliance. It's control. That's what it is. It's compliance and it's control. The guidelines keep changing. The guidelines have no basis in science. Now the CDC says if you're outside, you don't need to wear a mask. Why would you wear a mask outside anyway? Assuming they even did any good, which they don't. Why would you do that? Looks like we got a call. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Yes, morning, John. I don't know if you've heard, but it was on the news. There was a young student, I'm going to say high school, on the track team. And they had to wear masks, if you can believe it, to run track. And the poor thing, as she's coming around to the end, passed out, hit face down hard on the ground. And now there's, I don't know if they're going to do a lawsuit or what, but it was on the news, because these children were required to wear masks running anything. It doesn't matter. It was terrible. And it really made me upset. And then the other story was there was a young lady who worked for a company. This doesn't have to do with masks. This has to do with the vaccine. Told her she wouldn't be able to get her job, I mean, keep her job, unless she got the vaccine. And she pondered with it because she didn't really want to get it. Unfortunately, she went ahead and got it. And then the company didn't hire her back in. So now she says, I hope I don't get very bad side effects, because that was what I was worried about.
Well,
and they didn't even get my job.
Is this a friend of yours, Deborah?
No, this was on, I don't know if I was watching Tucker or Hannity, but These were two events that, no, one was local on the local news. The other, the girl that fell on the track was on the major news, Fox. But I thought, are these people crazy? First of all, the one... I used to do track, and I'm thinking, you wouldn't be able to breathe. The poor thing passed out. You could probably find it. It's a school in the United States. And she literally passed out, John, hit the ground very hard. And now her father's doing something, and the girl's speaking out for her own friends. We can't wear masks. They're doing a campaign, and fighting against masks on children. They want to make it a law not to have these children wear masks.
Well,
your heart.
It's really hard. And that's in Arizona?
No, this was back east somewhere, some school.
Back east someplace, okay.
Yeah.
Well, my grandson's running track up in Washington State, and they don't have to wear a mask when they're running track, but he's also a wrestler, and they require them to wear a mask when they're wrestling. It's complete insanity, and that the word insane gets thrown around way too flippantly, but this is truly an insane thing that these adults are doing to these youngsters.
Yeah, maybe correct me. It might have been Oregon. I hear so much news. But anyway, regardless, no, I am. I used to teach in the schools with children. I would be appalled if a school said, and I was a speech therapist. Can you imagine if you had to do speech and having the kids take their masks on and off? And no. Okay, that one really bothered me. So anyway, I pray that there is a law that says no masks on children. It just really bothers me.
Well, what we're learning now, Deborah, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, but there was a doctor that gave a speech down in Oklahoma last week, and she said that children under age 5 wearing a mask suffer permanent, non-reversible brain damage.
Yes. Yes, and that would be true. It would be true, knowing that with my background, yes.
Well, the brains are still growing. You know, a growing brain is different than a mature brain that's not growing. And apparently because those brains are still growing makes them really vulnerable to cutting down the oxygen and increasing the CO2.
Yes, yes. So, I don't know. it's insanity, I believe. Yeah, that's the word. And then I have a new thing here. They want to put us on this is where I live, regarding the COVID. They want to put us on some medical thing where they know all our information, when we come and go. If we had to go to the hospital, they'll know we've gone to the hospital. Because I'm not in where you get more care. I'm in the independent section. I said, absolutely not. I'm not signing this thing, just like I didn't sign the other one. They're just invading too close, and I don't like it.
All right. Any other updates for us, Deborah?
No, but I pray they find something with our counting of the ballots. I don't know if they'll do anything, but we'll see what happens here in Arizona for the 2020 election.
We need to see other states, Nevada, Minnesota, Georgia, there's a couple other states that really need to have these same things done. Pennsylvania is at the top of the list. And I hope that Arizona is the first of several states to do that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'll be very proud of all the people who have been fighting here since November and the people involved. Yes, I would love to see that. So, but I just want to tell you those two stories so people understand this hypocrisy.
Well, hopefully they will understand the hypocrisy, that they'll wake up, that the people in charge of these school districts will wake up and smell the coffee, that they're causing harm. They're not helping their students. They're harming their students. That the make-believe pandemic is just that. There is no pandemic. And we need to keep repeating that over and over again, Deborah, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So, well, thank you so much, John, and keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Deborah. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. The mainstream media, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, puts out the lies, the absolute lies, that the COVID shots are safe and effective. The lies that people who are against them are somehow knuckle-dragging illiterates who are threatening everybody else because they're not getting the shots. Now, there's something counterintuitive about that. If the COVID shots worked, how in the world can unvaccinated people pose a threat to the rest of the population that's getting a vaccine? How can it be? Here's our break. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of April. Well, I got news yesterday from EMP Shield people. The COVID relief sale ends tomorrow. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I gave him a heads up, and I said, if you want to get in on the sale, you got limited time. You got until tomorrow morning. So normally there's $50 off each unit of the EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. The COVID relief sale gives you additional money off until tomorrow morning, and then it's over. It's finished. That sale is finished, and I can't say if or when there'll be another sale. I simply don't know that. I know that the one that's on right now ends tomorrow morning. So it says 2 days, but that was posted yesterday. I think they just opened the doors. They need to change that banner. The sale ends tomorrow. So if you've been thinking about getting your EMP Shield device for your car, your truck, your home, your generator, your solar panels, this is the time to be doing it while the sale is on. If you don't have internet access and you want to get in on this, you need to give them a call at 620 620-412-9978. I say again, 620-412-9978. It's been a challenge and it's been fun becoming a full-time broadcast journalist, a radio talk show host. When I first told Mr. Stadtmiller a number of months ago that I wanted to go from 2 hours to 3 hours, he said, John, nobody on this network has 3 hours a day. I said, I know, John, but I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to have more airtime with these folks. I want to bring more information to the table. I want to help save people's lives even better than I'm able to do it now with 2 hours a day. And he said, okay. We got my engineer to agree to come in an hour early every day. God bless her for doing that. It's early. It's early. You start a show at 7 o'clock in the morning. I know for myself, I get up at 4 a.m. I go to bed at 8:30. I get up at 4 a.m. My feet hit the deck and I'm ready to go because of the energy cleaner. But we're literally saving people's lives here at Republic Broadcasting with the information we're putting out. Getting people information about Dr. Mike Yeadon, that's saving lives. Getting people information about the energy cleaner, that's saving lives. Getting people information about a wood-burning stove that has no smoke, whoever heard of such a thing? Of course, it has an exhaust. You got to exhaust those hot gases out of the house. Of course, you happen to have an exhaust pipe. But it burns so completely that it has complete combustion. What's left at the end of the day? A little pile of, looks like talcum powder. At the end of 24 hours of combustion with the rocket stove. Pretty amazing stuff. Quite amazing. We talk about serious matters here on the John Moore Radio Show. We talk about the geopolitical matters involving the threat of international communism, and we'll have Jeff Nyquist on here at the top of the hour to give us updates on that. We talk about the economy. We have the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor, Steve Hunt. That's what he does. He keeps very careful attention on what's going on with the American and the world economy, both. Farmers Monday is really popular. Sam Andrews is world-class when it comes to teaching the skills involved in tactical use of rifles and pistols and building rifles. He builds rifles. He builds world-class rifles, rifles that are so excellent that you can win world-class competition with them at 1,000 yards. Now, that takes that's a very special skill set to be able to do that and to train you how to do it once you've got the rifle, how to do it properly. I've learned a lot working with Sam Andrews. He's a very good friend, and I cherish his friendship. And the compliments I get about Farmers Monday are just phenomenal. They really are phenomenal. What he's put together there in Lebanon, Missouri, Freedom Center, USA, is a world-class training facility. I've met all the instructors. I've gotten to know all the instructors. They're great guys. They're smart guys. They're highly skilled. I was down there as a range officer for training about 3 weeks ago, and I watched Brandon pull out his pistol and shoot three shots through the same hole at about 7 yards. And he was not doing it from a rest. He was standing position, which is the most difficult position to shoot with accuracy, the standing position, three shots through the same hole at 7 yards. That's a level of competence and professionalism we've got with the instructors that work at Freedom Center. And I am so proud to be affiliated and associated with that. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. You'll end up 20 different places you don't want to be. Put it right in your browser, thelibertyman.com. We have something updated every 24 hours. It's called the Daily Intelligence Briefing, the top left-hand corner of my website. Put together every 24 hours by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, that I met while working on a homicide case. And it's we're very privileged that we got access to this because it was being distributed to just some of his buddies that he worked with in counterintelligence and a few others, privately, maybe 20 or 30 people or so. But now it's on my website, updated every 24 hours. This week, I'm getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders. I just packed up one last night that I've had since the 3rd of March. Can you believe that? My goodness. I've had a 300% increase in orders. Tom Berryhill, a 400% increase. And it's been a challenge on one hand. On the other, it's been a fun challenge. I'm shipping an energy cleaner and a king-size pad to Thailand today. That's been on back order for weeks. Very tolerant gentleman. Jeff, good morning in Thailand. these international shipments are always fun, especially when you go to third world country. But we do manage to get them there. One I shipped to Canada ended up being shipped back to me because the Canadian Postal Service thought it, the readout was 43 pounds instead of 4.3 pounds. But we just deal with it, and we deal with it effectively. So, point being, if you've got arthritis pain and you want to get relief, get yourself an energy cleaner. You want to get a great night's sleep like I do every night, sleep as good as a small child, get yourself an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And why do I like PayPal so much? Well, here's why. You're not giving up your credit card information. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. You send me a check. My address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And a toll-free order line, I'll give it twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. During break, I was reading an article at All News Pipeline that they've been doing a great work for many years there. And they mentioned Dr. Mike Yaden. In any alternative media, Dr. Mike Yaden is becoming a superstar, as well he should be a superstar. Now, you look at a photograph, as I've said many times the last couple of weeks, you look at him and you instantly know this guy is not a Montana rancher. This is a man who spent most of his adult life indoors working on important stuff, a scientist, former vice president at Pfizer. Very serious credentials, to say the least. Very serious. And we look for, when it comes to matters of this nature, we look for credentials. That's what we look for. And his credentials are impeccable. They are absolutely impeccable. When you get to be a former vice president at Pfizer, and you're a scientist, that means you know some stuff. That means you know things that almost nobody else knows. And he was the director of allergy and respiratory research at Pfizer. That's a pretty short list of men and women at that level of science and medicine. A very short list. Now we've got literally hundreds of medical doctors that have gone public saying the COVID vaccines are dangerous, that they'll kill you. Plenty of medical doctors have lots of education, and I respect them all for their training and their wisdom. I don't necessarily agree with them all the time, but I find no choice but to respect their education, because it's difficult to become a medical doctor on one hand. On the other, there's levels of credibility, and Dr. Yaden is every bit as credible as Anthony Fauci. I think even more so, because he's telling the truth as opposed to Fauci's lies. So you're going to be hearing a lot about Dr. Mike Yaden over the next weeks and months as he continues to do new interviews with more people. I'd love to have him on my show here. Looks like we got Glenn from Pennsylvania back. What's on your mind now, Glenn?
Yes. Hello, John. You sound a little bit lonely without Professor McCanny. I thought I'd call and keep you some company here.
Well, thank you, sir.
Actually, two things I want to touch on. The first is the mask thing. And just to kind of go over what's going on with the mask, we've all probably seen movies where somebody starts hyperventilating for whatever. Usually they're sitcoms, you know, where somebody starts hyperventilating, and we see them pull out the proverbial brown paper bag and start breathing into it. That's sound behavior. And the reason what that does is when someone exhales, they blow off CO2. And if they blow off too much CO2, they can go into a state of respiratory alkalosis, because the CO2 is acidic. So when you're blowing off too much CO2, you can pass out from respiratory alkalosis. So that's what it's designed to prevent. Now, The flip side is if you're wearing a mask or holding a paper bag over your face all the time, that's causing the retention of the CO2, and that's going to cause respiratory acidosis. Now, our bodies have a mechanism for moderating alkalinity and acidity. You don't hear it talked about as much as when you might expect, because it's the it's called the carbonic acid sodium bicarbonate buffering system. So your body is designed, or too much acidity within, you know, within moderation, within certain parameters. But when it, you know, happens too much and too fast, that system can't compensate. So if you're retaining, wearing a mask and retaining, you're going to acidic as it is, just from our diet, and we you know, eat and drink a lot of acids, and we're overweight and stuff like that. So these things tend to make us acidic to begin with. With young children wearing masks, they don't have as much physical mass as an adult. They're not exchanging as much air with every breath. I mean, that's with these young kids. You know, the woman told you about the girl is running track and comes around, you know, a bend and blacks out. That's because their hearts are beating faster, their lungs are beating faster. Perhaps a nurses, okay? I'm a nurse. The masks, especially for the athletics. I mean, that's just, it's truly almost criminal ignorance and negligence to have, you know, people performing in sports wearing masks.
Absolutely.
It's just crazy.
Absolutely.
I'm 60 years old. I carry a duffel bag to work.
Okay, Glenn, we can't hear you, Glenn. I thought it may have been on my end. It's okay. Glenn, you're welcome.
So I pull my mask up when I go, as soon as I get up to the door, and that's, although all that hoofing has done me some good cardio exercise, you know, but I don't leave my mask over my face when I'm hoofing it up to the building.
Right.
So that's it. That's the acidity and alkalinity story on the retention of the CO2.
Okay.
The other thing I want to mention, I'm starting to hear anecdotal stories, you probably are too, about non-vaccinated people potentially being at risk from the vaccinated people,
right,
who may or may not be shedding RNA fragments or spike proteins or fragments. This is all new. I don't know if any of the authoritative figures have spoken to this yet,
well,
but it's anecdotally.
Yeah. Well, what I'm hearing is that it's women who are ovulating, women who are pregnant, and women and men also, but apparently affects women worse than it does men. There'll be more come out on that, but that's initially what we're hearing, Glenn.
Yeah, talk about pitting the two groups against each other, you know, everybody pointing at each other saying, you're dangerous, you know, each one calling the other dangerous, you know. I helped alleviate your loneliness for a bit.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that. Thank
Take
you very
down.
Much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
The call number is 512-248-8252. We have incidents of babies dying from drinking their mother's milk who got vaccinated. We have had incidents of very strange and bizarre menstrual cycles for women that have been vaccinated, and women having issues with menstrual cycles that were around people who were vaccinated. Now, that's where it really gets scary. Now, talk about people getting angry and being fearful. Well, we're quickly getting to that point, aren't we? Quickly getting that point. And I can easily see where people were probably already segregate themselves and refuse to be unvaccinated people, refuse to be around people who are vaccinated, and the opposite, vaccinated people refusing to be around unvaccinated people. What a massive change that will be in our society. We're already seeing people fearful of being closer than 6 feet in a public venue. We've been seeing that now for about a year. The whole social distancing thing is smoke and mirrors. There's no science or medicine behind that. I did verify myself when I first read about it. This can't be true. This can't be the consequence of a 14-year-old high school girl writing a term paper, but it turns out it is. That's the source of the social distancing, stay 6 feet apart. A term paper written by a 14-year-old high school girl whose father worked for the National Health Service, or one of those similar type agencies. I don't remember which one it was offhand. Doesn't matter. But he picked up the ball and ran with it. He thought his 14-year-old daughter's term paper should become national policy, of all things. How strange and bizarre is that? Our society is changing rapidly, ladies and gentlemen, and not in good ways. Not in good ways at all. Now, here in my county, in Crawford County, Missouri, very few people wear masks that are local. You do see some. Typically, they tend to be either liberals or elderly. And the combination of ignorance and fear is a sight to behold. A sight to behold. During the lockdown, I spent a lot of time in St. Louis, and I was watching broadcast television news, and I recall a list of restaurants that were closed temporarily and permanently because of the COVID. Restaurants that had been open for generations, literally, generations, closed permanently in St. Louis. That's part of our heritage, part of our culture, is these restaurants that are family-owned and are open for decades. Restaurants I visited off and on for lunch and dinner over the years, closed permanently, that have been there for 70, 80 years or more. That's happening nationwide. It's not just my hometown, St. Louis. That's nationwide. Our heritage, our culture being destroyed by these COVID lockdowns because of the make-believe non-existent pandemic. And it is a make-believe non-existent pandemic. That's exactly what it is. It would be one thing if it was a bona fide pandemic, such as we went through in 1918. That would be one thing, but it's not. Even back then, they didn't go to the extremes we've gotten, and that pandemic really did kill lots of people instead of the make-believe falsified facts that we've got now. So it's something that I hope you will educate yourself on, so that when you're talking to people you care about or even strangers, you can talk about it with facts instead of fiction. The main fact, and if you want to, you go ahead and direct people to my website where they can watch Dr. Michael Yaden being interviewed. I read the interviews with him at my website also. Powerful. If that doesn't convince people, they're hopeless. If their employer requires it, you tell them what I tell people. You can always get another job. You only get one life. It may not be the best job to replace the one you've got, but you will find a job, and you will live, as opposed to dying because you got the COVID shot. Pretty important stuff, isn't it? I think so. About as important as it gets. So educate yourself. Be proactive. You want to print out the articles with Dr. Yaden, just go ahead and print them out. I wouldn't print out a bunch, maybe 5 or 6 copies to hand to people that think you think will actually read the article and actually pay heed. No sense wasting ink and paper if they're not going to read it or pay heed, which many won't. It goes something like this: don't disturb my reality with your facts. People have an emotional attachment to their beliefs about the COVID, to their emotional beliefs about the COVID shot. And from my experience, you're not going to shake them. They'll say, oh, that article about Dr. Yaden, that's just propaganda. I've had this said to my face by people I'm related to, by blood and marriage. Oh, that's just propaganda. That's not true. Well, they'll be dead in a year because they got the COVID shot. I'm sorry. I don't want to see people die needless deaths, but that was their decision to not pay heed, to make an emotional decision without the facts, and they're going to pay the consequences. Because once they got the vaccination, they can't be unvaccinated. There is no remedy for that, except the possibly prayer. Possibly. And the sooner we wake up to that reality, the better. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here. That was a clip from the film Gettysburg, and it was the Battle of Little Round Top, which really did happen, and the filmmakers attempted to recreate that battle to the best of their ability, and I think it's Colonel Chamberlain giving the order to fix bayonets, and If he had not held Little Round Top, the outcome of the Battle of Gettysburg could have been different. How about that? All right. The COVID matter, COVID shots, the mask wearing, it has taken over our lives, literally. Even if you live in an area where I do, where mask wearing is almost non-existent, where many people are not getting the COVID shot, is still affecting us. It's still affecting us. We'll be seeing charges in various foodstuffs. We heard Chance talking about that the first hour. Dramatic increases in prices of food. That's already taking place. References to the very scary word, hyperinflation, which is really scary. Typically, inflation is incremental, and it takes years before you realize what's happened. You know, one of the advantages of being my age, I'm 73 years old, is I've got firsthand hindsight as to what the value of the dollar used to be. When I was in high school, I would buy gasoline typically for less than 20 cents a gallon. When I was a boy, before I started driving, I saw my father buy gasoline for less than 10 cents a gallon and get a free gift on top of it, handed to him by the man who pumped the gas for you, who wore a uniform with a tie and a hat. Very neat individuals with a little chrome-plated coin changer on their side, because people would frequently buy 50 cents worth of gas or a dollar's worth of gas. A dollar's worth of gas would be 10 gallons at 10 cents a gallon, wouldn't it? So it's something that we're going to have to live with and get through what may become hyperinflation. We're already seeing it in supermarkets. That's the first thing affected, it seems like. Gasoline's incrementally going up. We still have relatively cheap gas here in my neighborhood, I think $2.69 a gallon for unleaded regular. Discount stores have it a little, maybe 20 cents cheaper, depending on where you go. But we will deal with it. I remember several years ago when gas was over $4 a gallon. That was scary. We had a lot of drive-offs where men and women would fill up their tank and drive off without paying for it. I heard those calls a lot. Very tragic when people have to resort to theft to be able to operate their motor vehicle. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.